The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Insular Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is November 21st, 2022. And my bumper opening theme continues on. Glad to be here. I guess we have another eating holiday coming up Thursday, and I understand, Mike, we're going to be off. We're going to be closing things down on Thanksgiving Day, right? Correct?
Yeah, and Friday.
And okay, oh, Thursday and Friday. Okay, so it'll be nothing but repeat shows, but you'll still have something to listen to in case you ever missed a show. You can have it on and listen to it again, I guess. And we'll be back with our regular programming on Saturday. Got to let the guys have some time off with their families. They call it Thanksgiving. I look at it more of an eating holiday now because I'm not very happy. What, two stolen elections? A lot of rights and freedoms have been taken away. There's a few left. I guess you'd be thankful for that, right? Thankful for what you have, the few rights and freedoms you have left. And thankful for some family, friends, our animals, our pets that keep us happy. That's pretty much how I look at Thanksgiving these days. I'm not really happy. Two stolen elections, a communist government in charge here, 87,000 armed IRS agents, a rogue FBI. Out of control inflation, food inflation, gas price inflation, everything inflation. Open borders, illegals flooding into our nation, bleeding us dry financially. Involved in another Vietnam and Ukraine, the endless money pit. On and on and on. Shortages of everything, supply chain shortages, everything. Not a good situation to be in. Our country is in distress, flat out. It is in distress. I went out today and bought a new flag. I got it from Harbor Freight. And I remember there was a time when a big deal was made out of American flags were being made in China. Well, how dare them? You know, we're buying Chinese flags. We hate China. But we're buying American flags. Nobody else making American flags. I don't know why. It's too expensive. The Chinese do it much cheaper than us, probably do a better job. And so we're buying Chinese flags. And then it all stopped. I'm not sure who brought attention to it. Maybe it's Walmart. I don't know. Then the stuff hit the fan here, and it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. We're waving American flags that are made in China. And so they stopped buying the Chinese flags. And then when you were not focused and watching anymore, and you thought it was all resolved and gone away, and that you would continue on making American flags, for some reason somebody have slid it back in the deck here again, and American retailer stores were buying Chinese flags again. The flag I bought today, I turned it over and I said, let's see if are they still making American flags here in the United States? Are they? Oh, made in China. So I have an aluminum pole I repurposed from a project I had. And I have a sand spike. I don't know if you know what a sand spike is. If you're a surf fisherman, you know what sand spikes are. A big, giant sand spike. And I attached it, my new flag, to my pole, to the sand spike. And it will make its presence on Thursday, the eating holiday of Thanksgiving. Blessings to the bird and our families and what rights and freedoms we have left. It will be out in front of my house. I have one hanging on by my porch. It's inverted. My new one is inverted, closer to the road, to my mailbox. And I'm wondering how many people drive up and down my road here will finally look at that and say, hey, there's something wrong with that flag. Will they take notice that the flag is inverted? Will they take notice? Will they know what it means? Do I need to put a big damn sign out there to say our nation is in crisis and point to the flag? That's what it means. Do people not know this? I guess I'll find out. I'm going to be taking it out at nighttime. I'm afraid of vandals and radical liberal libtards coming by, maybe destroying it or something. I don't know. Causing some problems. That's a possibility for being vocal. But, you know, it really is time right now. The time is to be vocal. The time is right now to be vocal because silence is implied consent. We got ourselves in this heck of a mess because we were so silent and we were so polite. And, oh, I just, you know, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You know, hell with that. Hurt their feelings. Step on their toes and do a little bit better than that. Mash them. That's how I feel about liberals. And I've got a great story to share with you. By the way, on top of the American flag thing that's going to be inverted on Thursday, I'm sending a message here loud and clear. We are a nation in distress. Goodhousekeeping.com. Interesting. It pops up on my radar. I'm looking up the history of Thanksgiving. And I know there's lots of versions out there, and we were told in school, you know, the pilgrims came in and they, you know, they met with the Indians and they just all meshed together, came together, and they were just all brothers in arms, and they sat down in the tables, and which is not true. The Indians were made to sit on the ground and eat their meals because that's customary what they do. They don't sit on tables. And the British, the settlers there, the pilgrims would sit at their table and eat their food. 3 days of feasting and fun and frolicking. Yeah, that's what we all learned. But there's so much more to the story here. Goodhousekeeping.com, the website, the magazine that teaches you how to brine a turkey, how to cook a dang turkey, is now in the business of revealing the history. And they have an article called The True Dark History Behind Thanksgiving. I had Michael posted on the Guardian website. You're going to want to read this and maybe share it and send it along because it's good. You've been told a lot of things. We've all been indoctrinated to the lies of the Americans were always, they're always the good guys. They're never the provocateur. They're never the villain. They're always on the side of goodness and democracy. They are the knight in shining armor riding the white horse. Well, I'm here to tell you that is total BS. This country was founded by a bunch of elites looking down at other people, trying to figure out how to steal the land from the American Indian. Looking at the vulnerabilities of these people, uneducated. Look, the way they dress, they're not modern. They're uncouth, they're mannerisms. They sit on the ground to eat and live in teepees. They're not civilized. As a matter of fact, that's why later on they decided to refer to them as the Redskins, not because they were out in the sun and they were sunburned, because actually Indians don't sunburn. They get pretty dang brown. They tan. But if you refer to them as Redskins, well, then you can also make the assimilation that Redskin then also to be what? Devilish. That's right. Red Devils. I think they actually, that's what they call them, the Red Devils. Well, they're sitting on our land. We need that land. We need the resources in the ground. Lots of buffalo for us, not for them. So it's pretty sad that going back into our history here, settling the colonists, settling the colonies and everything, that the plan was to expand, to extend their reach, their power. And these people were in the way. These people were in the way. These Redskins, these devilish people. Well, let's drop off a cache of weapons, firearms, and then we'll have reason to eradicate them. The big setup. Exactly what happened here. So, good housekeeping. The true dark history of behind Thanksgiving. It's on the RBN website. You want to check that out. Read it. Also, I had yesterday Sam post my Andrew Carrington Hitchcock 1 hour interview. I do it once a month with Andrew. Good guy. I like this guy. The topic this time around was called Doom and Gloom, and I was talking about the second steal of elections and pretty much everything else leading up to that and where we are today. Humiliated, upset, angry, don't know what to do. And so we're in this funk, this doom and gloom. And now we have the holidays. And now you don't have money for Christmas because, well, inflation has taken a lot of your money away through food, through fuel, gasoline, electric, maybe rent. I don't know. Lots of things have taken your money away. Your disposable income is gone. It's not there. You're digging into savings now. Not a good situation. Christmas is going to be really bad, really flat. If it's not flat, it's because some people have given up. They have the idea, you know what? I'm going to have a lot of fun this Christmas. I'm going to live it up. I'm going to spend more than I have. And then later on, I'm going to file bankruptcy. Yeah, I screwed myself for 7 years, but I'm going to have one hell of a time. And I don't even know if I'm going to have a job next year. Yeah, it's pretty iffy. What's going to happen? The closures of 2023. What businesses will be closing down in 2023? Well, if we continue on this pathway of inflation and unable to pass off the cost to the consumer, many businesses will finally say, I can't compete. I can't stay in business. I've got to close my doors. And there will be a lot of people without a job. And those bills will be coming in for Christmas. And you'll say, I can't pay them. Or you'll pay the minimum and skyrocket inflation interest rates on top of that. And you'll never be able to pay it off. And you'll be consumed by debt. And you'll finally say, I guess I'll just file bankruptcy. This is going to be a bad year, bad Christmas year, retail year, no doubt about it. I'm going to spend as much as I did last year. Zilch. I buy what I want throughout the year, what I need throughout the year. I don't wait for Christmas. Humbug. Bah humbug. I just don't. Spend it with my family, my animals, and that's pretty much it. I do keep religion in Christmas. Christ is in Christmas in my household. And that's it. That's pretty much it. I'm not making anybody rich. I'm buying stuff. Don't have to. You're buying stuff for people that I don't know what they want. You buy stuff. And then it turns out they don't like it anyway. And then they have to go stand in line somewhere and try to get their money back or exchange it. That whole nonsense. Or you can go the gift card way. I guess you could do that. No, I'm just done. I'm done with it. So it'll be just another eating holiday, I guess, kind of in a way. And my dogs are going crazy in the background. I don't know what's going on here. So I want to talk about something else that happened. We're going to get into it before the next break here. Only got about 5 minutes. I had an interesting thing happen to me the other day. I went to my chiropractor. And it's interesting, the conversation, the topics that are in the waiting room here. people are angry about this last election, the steal, the obvious stealing of an election. They're very, very angry. Get a lot of snowbirds coming back now. They'll stay down here for about 6 months. And I assume a good portion of what I saw in the waiting room were a lot of snowbirds, and they're not happy, from all over the country, probably a lot of New Yorkers. But they're very unhappy of this deal. But what do you do about it? What do you do about it? So I was talking to a couple people. There was two people in the conversation I was talking to. And we were talking about the stolen elections, and they agreed with me, stolen elections, and I proved my point. I talked about Katie Hobbs definitely was given the seat over Carrie Lake because she had to continue on. She had to be in place to continue on with the Biden politics of an open border policy. Got to have those illegals coming in. We've got globalism, and we've got to have that open border. And she is the person to continue on with the Biden politics. Carrie Lake would have put a wall up, got the National Guard over there, put an end to this nonsense, probably done a little sweep, got rid of people, sent them back over the border. You want to come back over, apply the natural way you do, the legal way. We'll look at your application and decide if we want you. I'm tired of allowing people into the country just because they're people. Do you have something to contribute to the United States? Do you have something to contribute? We don't need any more pickers. We really don't. They'll tell you just the opposite. Actually, we don't need pickers. We're fruits and vegetables, and the farmers couldn't plant. So, no, we don't need pickers because we didn't get to plant this year. We have no harvest this year, and farmers were bought off or whatever, or government seized land or took land over. So now we have food shortages. So now we don't need pickers because, well, there's nothing to pick. Roughly, there's nothing to pick. So that's the situation we're in here. But so I'm talking to these two people. We're getting treatments. I'm on a middle table, and she's on one side of me. The other one's on the other side. And we're talking about the election fraud, and we start talking about everything. And the next thing I hear is a woman. I'm going to call her the uninvited guest. The uninvited guest who decides to enter our conversation, who was not invited. And she says, well, we live in America and we have freedom of speech, but I disagree with you. And I said, oh, well, that's fine. I have no problem with that. So you're happy. You're happy with the Biden administration. You're happy with high inflation and food prices. You're happy with high inflation on gas prices. You're happy with gridlock, supply chain problems. You're happy with Ukraine and the endless money pit. You're happy with illegal aliens flooding over the border. And she said, the first thing that came out of her mouth, the most important thing out of her mouth was the reproductive rights and abortion issue. I said, so wait a minute, that's more important than everything I just named? That's more important? She goes, yes, it is. I'm a Democrat and a liberal, and I'm proud of it. And I looked at her. I said, you know what? You don't know what you're talking. I do. I said, no, you don't. The Supreme Court realized they'd overstepped their boundaries, and they overturned Roe versus Wade to return it back to the states for them to decide. It's not illegal. States are going to decide at what point they will allow it. And it's funny because the woman next to me, she jumped on the conversation, and she said to the liberal, so you want the right to kill your child? You want that right to kill the unborn? And this thing blew up. It blew up. And this liberal woman started screaming and hollering at me and the other woman. We'll get back into the story when we come back after a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Tonight, going back a little ways there in the 70s, Supertramp, Breakfast in America. I thought that might bring a nice theme to the show tonight. I love the old classics, and I tell you what, that's a classic album, Breakfast in America, Supertramp. Let's get back to the story here, and then we're going to take a call from Sally in Alaska. So, the liberal, I'm a Democrat, I'm a liberal, and I'm proud of it, had entered into my conversation with two other people. And she didn't want us to talk anymore. She'd heard enough. She didn't like it. She wanted to be the gatekeeper. She wanted to censor what we said. And since it didn't agree with what she believed, she had to shut down the conversation. Lady, you don't know me very well. You don't know me. You can't shut me up. And this thing got out of control. I had staff people coming and saying, Steve, and they're like, down, keep it down. No. I'm at a reasonable tone of voice here. This woman's going crazy. This is one of those lunatics, those radicalized libtard Democrats that they don't want you to say anything if it disagrees with their agenda. with their opinions. If it disagrees, they want to shut you down completely, and they want to label you nastiness. These are the ones, the real nasty ones, that come at you. Then she finally said, I don't think I want to come visit and give my business to a place that serves people like you. And I looked at her and I said, fine, cut your head off. I don't care. You come here for therapy and you would throw this the company under the bus here, this corporation under the bus, because of my opinions that don't agree with yours. That's fine. There's a door right there, by the way. There's a door. I did not let this thing go. You know, and one thing, when people tell me, or they start to, you know, like, oh, keep it down. And I'm already at a decent tone of voice. I'm not screaming. She's the screaming one. Why aren't you doing that keep it down screaming at the lunatic over here? Why are you doing it to me? No, Steve, keep it down. No, I'm not. I'm going to keep talking at what I'm talking about, because I got two people here. We were talking, discussing. This interloper, this uninvited guest, decides to pop in, and she doesn't like what we're saying. She wants to shut us down. It's not going to happen. Last time this happened was standing in line in a Big Lots store when somebody said, you're too close to me, and you're not wearing a mask. Well, I felt the duty to tell them that, listen here, diaper face, that's not going to protect you from a virus. And that's what I did. I educated, and they don't like it. They've taken the bait, hook, line, and sinker here on all this misinformation, and they go after people like Dr. McCullough, people like myself, who have exposed the truth and the fraud of COVID. I've lost some friends. I've lost family over this issue. Not coming back. Now the people that were part of this pandemic, the ones who promoted it, who pushed their will, who tried to make our lives miserable, who to get us fired if we didn't comply with taking these messenger RNA shots, not vaccines, but shots, these nasty, nasty people like this woman, my guess is she's one of them, the one to ruin our lives, ruin our economics. But now it's all coming out. It's all coming out quite clear. Shot doesn't work. Those who've taken the shot have poor health. They're getting COVID all the time, and they've got all kinds of other issues. Clotting issues, spike protein clots, myocarditis, autoimmune disorders, cancers have flared up, all kinds of problems. And they finally realized they were wrong, but they can't admit it. So what do? They've asked for amnesty to be protected from people like myself. No. I'm not giving you amnesty. I'm not. No. I'm not going to let the vaccine Nazis off the hook on this one. And I'll be happy the day that we start filing the lawsuits, these people go to court, found guilty, and judged by the system. And I hope the system is harsh. Fauci, he'll escape. He'll either manufacture his death like Epstein. The big fish always get away. Rochelle Walensky, CDCP, will probably escape also. They'll fry a few little fish, but the big ones, unfortunately, always seem to get away.
No reason to get excited.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Closing the loan, it may be defective.
I tell you what, this music really makes me happy. God just peps me up. I'm happy to be here in the chair tonight. I want to mention that my protocols, I think 6 or 7 protocols that I have, are available still to you if you want them. Just contact me at my email address. It's offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Happy to send those over. We are approaching the season of colds and illness and upper respiratory illnesses, and a lot of my protocols really can actually prevent, or if you've already got it, it's too late. It'll help minimize or decrease the number of days that you'll be ill. So happy to send those protocols off to you. Just contact me at my email. That's offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Happy to do that. RSV numbers are up. Flu numbers are up. They're early this year. Wonder why they're early this year. Wonder why they're early. Why their numbers up? Well, I would think there's probably some association with a damaged immune system secondary to taking a COVID shot or a booster. and now your immune system's kind of shot and easy to pick up something. My guess, that's where we're probably going with this. But don't worry, the pharmaceuticals have been hard at work because this is nothing new. They planned this out here, another epidemic here, and probably to go to the government and the FDA and the CDCP here to get emergency use authorization again for their messenger RNA flu shots. They're brand new. This is brand new stuff here, the messenger RNA flu shot or the messenger RNA RSV shot. And here we go. Here we go all again. Here we go again. You need the shots to enter school, kids. And little ones, 6 months and older, you got to get the jab too. Despite of all the data that's coming in, of all the harm being caused by these messenger RNA experimental. See, that's the key word here we're looking at, is experimental. That word has never changed in the dictionary. Look it up. Look it up. Experimental. What you're going to find is unknown. The outcome's unknown. There you go. It takes time to figure out what's going to happen. We don't know the future, what's going to happen. It's experimental, but we'll find out sooner or later. We're finding out now. Got a clip from Ben Armstrong. We're going to play a little later here, but I got a few film calls to get through first. The Ben Armstrong Show, talking about Edward Dowd, has brought some good information. Actually, I just sent over the article. I texted it over to Dr. Peter McCullough. I said, hey, I sent you an email on some good stuff from the Ben Armstrong Show. Edward Dowd on there with Mike Adams talking about 2,400 excess American deaths per day. Now, Europe is posting 300,000 excess deaths over what would be a normal per year. And we haven't even finished up 2022 yet. So we're going to play this little clip a little later here. But first, let's go. Let's get these phone calls out of the way. Let's talk to Sally in Alaska. Welcome, Sally.
Hey, well, I stand shoulder to shoulder with you on everything. It's crazy. I had family dying before the Revolutionary War even started. And I'm right with you with being really upset and angry. Anyway, a little bit of good news. Am I wrong? I heard on thought on Mike Rivero or one of the earlier guys that whoever the bigwig in charge of signing off on Arizona voting, she will not certify it until she gets to the bottom of all this stuff that's been so challenging this time around.
I heard that also, and I hope that's true. I hope that's true.
Oh, man, I'm hoping and praying. I just wanted to spread
you know,
the word.
This is really a bold steal. Like I said, my theory holds credibility. Katie Hobbs had to be put back in to keep the Biden agenda going. That back door has to stay open under the Biden administration of globalization, a one world government here. That has to stay open, and Carrie Lake would definitely put an end to that.
And Carrie's
I hope there's a forensic audit. I hope it's not certified. And I hope Carrie Lake gets in there and does what she says she's gonna do. Let's cross our fingers on that one.
Okay. Now the thing I was gonna call you on the flag, since the Vietnam War, I have put every stamp I always get the flags, and I always put them upside down. The only time I didn't was when I was formally counting votes for a Native association for tribal members, and I didn't want to ruffle anybody's feather.
I don't even want to buy the American flag stamp, but if that's all they have, I do the same. I place
them
upside down.
Yeah. Turn them upside down. Every time. Those are the only times I haven't put them upside down on anything. Anything. Upside down. And if they want to take me to court over it, well, I can prove we're in distress.
I can too.
Anyway,
I can make that argument any day. I can make that argument any day. And if anybody in my city decides to drive by and knock on my door and then tell me I'm in violation of some statute that I'm unable to, I cannot place my flag upside down, because it's saying a nation in distress, and they're the ones to decide if this nation is distressed. I'll say, take a hike. And if you touch my flag, you touch my pole and take it down, I'll break your arm. I'll break your arm. Okay. How about that? I'm a nice guy, but I can be pushed. I can be pushed.
My first step would be to take out my laser beam that, you know, you can see from 5 miles away.
Yeah.
The kind that they say don't aim at planes. And that, I figured, you know, that's better than having to hurt somebody. And if they want to hurt themselves by continuing. But anyway,
you know,
hey, listen,
I've got this stun gun I've never used before. This little
wand.
This little wand, and you push the button, and it really makes a spark thing. You know, I have not tried that yet, and maybe this is a good opportunity. If somebody tries to take it down, I'll walk over and say, "Hey, get your hands off!" And hey, I'm gonna get a chance to try this little wand out here. Let's see what this thing really does.
I don't think I have one that's extended. I'll have to check. I'm kind of a buyer of all things that might be needed. Anyway, listen, I only think I have the first six of your protocols. Can you just text me the seventh?
Well, I'll tell you what, contact me on my email. Can you do that? Can you contact me on my email? The one of them that I added later on is kind of a descriptor, open descriptor of everything that is beyond that. So I have this open kind of this beginning, and then I give you six of the protocols. So contact me on my email. That's off the beaten path, steve@gmail.com. And
yeah,
I'll send you that opening theme letter. Okay.
Okay. Thanks an awful lot. Love your show.
You got it, huh? You got
it. See you soon. Bye.
All right. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jim in Northern Michigan. Welcome, Jim.
Hey, Steve.
Well, first, before we start anything, Jim, I got to ask you, how do you feel right now knowing that Tudor Nixon, is that her name? Just got beat out by Gretchen Whitmer. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I did watch, you know, like the base between Halfwit and Tudor Dixon, okay?
Yeah.
And I think she really missed a great opportunity because Gretchen Whitmer during the debate said, "I want everybody to know that Bessie DeVos is funding Tudor's campaign."
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what she didn't do, I'm going, "What? This is the greatest opportunity in the whole world." Whitmer was funded by Soros.
Yeah.
So I'm going, okay, what's wrong with this picture? You know, she's a young girl, and I know that their election was stolen. So, you know, what can you say? It's like right in your face, and they go, "I don't care." No, boo, boo.
Yeah, I know.
Put it in your face, man. So, anyways, I wanted to thank you personally, and one of my prized possessions, Steve, is a voicemail I got from John Stadtmiller.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you were part of that because my brother John, who John Stadtmiller knew up here in Northern Michigan because, you know, our sister Mary Toko, okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, he was extremely sick, and John called me, and I think you're addition to as far as the ivermectin hydroxychloroquine, you said the white pine needle tea, you know, and that, I'll tell you what, when I went to my brother, it's funny because he doesn't get really sick too often, but he was at the pharmacy getting some kind of pharmaceutical drug for his family or something, and everybody was getting inoculated, and I think they shed it all over him.
Yeah,
and he was so sick, Steve, I thought we were going to lose him, and they were actually thinking about putting him in the hospital. So I called all the hospitals in Northern Michigan here, and I said, "What is your protocol for COVID?"
Yeah,
and every single one of them was
Remdesivir. Yeah.
So I'm going.
Death sentence. That's a death sentence, along with putting you on a ventilator. You get renal failure, and then you get to go into multi-system organ failure. That is that's a recipe for death right there.
So what we did is, because of the fact of Stella Emanuel, Dr. Stella, you know, that black, brilliant woman. Anyways, we got ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine,
good.
Budesonide. We got all this stuff from her, and And I got when I got the call from his wife, he was really on his deathbed. And so, but I wanted to say that White Pine Needle, I think, was really the turning point as far as getting him back. And he's doing a lot better now.
Good,
I used to type like we are and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was talking to a doctor. I'm self-employed. I was talking to a doctor's wife. She has orthopedic surgeon husband and two orthopedic surgeons. And I think what the problem is, people don't know the fact. I was trying to tell her, I said, you know why they were suppressing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and all the rest of the drugs that actually cured the disease. And she goes, well, it's because of the money. I said, no, actually, it wasn't because of the money. It was because if they had a cure, they couldn't get the Emergency Authorization Act.
That's right.
It would not have happened.
Right.
Same thing with the PCR test. It didn't go through proper channels. That was released, PCR, which was fraudulent test, was Emergency Authorization Act. Okay, so... And she was just dumbfounded at the fact that she goes, oh, my God, you're kidding me. I said, yeah. Can I relate a story as far as the first biological war games that were actually? Anyways, I'm out here in northern Michigan, lived in Harbor Springs, and the predominant tribe up here is the Odawa Indians, okay? As far as Mackinac City and the UP, is Chippewa. So what happened years ago in the 1800s, and this is from Chief Blackbird. I've read his stories. It's just an amazing story. But what happened was the Chippewas got in a fight with the British up at Fort Mackinac and Fort Michilimackinac, and they killed most of them. And anyways, the Odawa, tribe, said, we can't do this. The British are going to kick our butts. So what they did is there was only two British soldiers left alive. So the Odawa Indians, and the Odawa stretched from maybe Cross Village all the way down almost to Petoskey, as far as the settlement, they had an extremely large, and they all settled by the water, of course. I mean, they're pretty smart people.
Yeah.
So what happened was is that the Dawa said, okay, you Chippewas, you did this is not going to work. We're going to have the British all over our butts. So the Odawa chiefs decided to take the two surviving British soldiers into Canada, to a fort in Canada, to turn them over and say, okay, we had an issue here and not really a problem. What the British did was say, well, thank you for returning our soldiers. And they gave the Odawa people, the people who brought them back, they said, I'm going to give you this box, but don't open it until you get back to your tribe, okay? So the Odawa people who delivered the British soldiers who were, alive, and anyways, they brought it back. And what it was is they opened it up. This is according to Chief Blackbird, who was in... That's another story in itself. He was a Pueblo Indian that was taken in raiding parties that they did out west, okay? Mm-hmm. But anyways, what they did is they gave them this box, and when they opened the box, it was a piece of a blanket with what? Smallpox.
I've heard that also. I thought you were going to say fire water, get them all drunk so they could steal their land. I've heard that also. Right.
But, the smallpox killed the majority of the population of Odawa. Just went through because they had no immune system for it. So that was one of the first biological weapons that the British did in northern Michigan. Yeah. And anyways, I'm getting long-winded here. I love you, and I love the program. I miss John Stadtmiller like crazy.
Yeah,
and thank you for all you do, Steve, because I think you were there and help save my brother's life with your input. So thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much for the compliment. I appreciate that. A satisfied customer. I like that. Makes me feel good. That's my job. That's my job to give you my input, and I'm not going to BS you. Never have, never will. If I don't know, I'll tell you I don't know, and I will research it and come back to you. But it's good to hear. That's good news to hear. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Tom in Florida. Welcome, Tom.
Yeah, good evening, Steve. Yeah, Steve, before I talk about the flags and all this, you know, the United States flag, I remember the Japanese used to sell our flags. Everything was made in Japan, not made in China. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about this. If you look at the Chinese Communist flag, the CBC flag, mm-hmm. Steve, look at that giant yellow star and look at the other four little stars. Yep. And that's the show that the continent of China will be the dominant, the Asia will rule the world. That big, they had that giant star in that flag to let all the Northern Europeans and even Russia, for that matter, that mm-hmm. we're going to be the dominant power of the world. And if we have to wait you out 100 years to a Chinese water torture, we're going to do it. And they want
well, you know, comments. You know, Tom, Tom, this whole United States trying to push the green agenda, and that's why they've created all these shortages and everything else. And, you know, it's the new Green Deal, and they're pushing us into the new Green Deal. And it's something that's not even feasible. First of all, it's not possible. It's a joke. China is not going to buy into this. China's not buying into the new Green Deal. They're going to keep their oil flowing. And who controls the oil controls the power in the world. So if the United States thinks they're going to go to green and still be the superpower of the world, that is coming to an end. China will rule. They will have the oil. They will have the manufacturing. They will control the they're going to control the world. They'll be the policemen of the world. And so I don't know how the United States – evidently they haven't thought about it or they don't care. But the one world government will not happen as long as China stays on the stays on oil. It's not going to happen.
Well, you know, Steve, all over the news they've been talking for the last 3 days about these Chinese are already in this country with their Chinese police stations inside the United States. I don't know what the hell is going on with that, but if that's true, there actually should be white Anglo-Northern Europeans that should be hung for treason against the Constitution of the United States. You're allowing a foreign power to bring police stations with their the communist banner into our country? This is total sickness. This is an illness like this COVID, Hong Kong, whatever you call this nonsense, COVID-19, this whole scam-demic and everything like you say. Yeah. And by the way, Steve, what's the difference between Regeneron and Remdesivir, because I heard people tell me about Regeneron is a great thing. And Trump took
I really can't speak. I can't really speak about Regeneron. I'll look it up after we get done here. But Remdesivir, I know, is a death sentence. It most likely leads you to renal insufficiency, which leads you to renal failure. And we found that people on Remdesivir ended up going on dialysis. Which means it's pretty serious. If you lose 40% of your operating nephrons, you could not clean the body of waste product. And Remdesivir seemed to throw people into renal insufficiency and into renal failure and to being dialyzed to clean the blood from the toxins themselves. So that was a death sentence. Regeneron, I've got to look it up. I read about it, and I can't off the top of my head talk intelligently about it, so I'm going to have to refresh my memory on. I'm an old guy, so let me look it up.
Okay, Steve.
And see if I can come back with a good answer for you.
Okay, yeah, good, because I can give you a little information on that. I have a great friend of mine whose wife happens to be Indonesian, and her family came here. I met the family. They're from Indonesia, and she took the Regeneron, and she told me, I feel like Superwoman when I took it. They wanted her to take her in the Remdesivir in the hospital. She said, no way. She was telling me in Indonesia, Steve, that most 90% of the people in Indonesia, they never got COVID. And if they did, they took cloxychloroquine, the mosquito pill, or they took Regeneron. And they're all and you never heard that on the news. But the Remdesivir, like you're saying, was killing people left and right here in the United States for kidney failure. So this whole thing is a big scam. And, you know, for the life of me, I just don't get what's going on here. Because Donald Trump did take Regeneron, if you remember. Donald Trump's the one who took the Regeneron.
I do remember that. He took a whole cocktail, a couple different things, and licked it within a week, was back to work. But for some reason, that never made a whole lot of airwaves because they still kept pushing the solution was the COVID shot. Instead of all these other things that you could have used, they decided to go the messenger RNA. But that was all purposeful because – they want to change your DNA. They flat out, this is not about health. It's never been about health. And they can't make the issue that it is about health with this many side effects and this many deaths and disabilities caused by a medication. If the government, this was truly about health, the government would have removed this from our regimen here. It would be removed from the lineup. There's no way in the world this stuff would still exist and they would still be able to push it. But this agenda is there's too many people on this planet, and to save the planet, we need to get rid of people. And the only way we can do that is to basically put this poison into your system here. I still think there's a 5G component here of something with the material, the contents of the messenger RNA shot, that something with this 5G, something's going to be turned on to a certain level, and I think you're going to see cells explode. I think you're going to see a lot of people dying that have taken the shots and boosters.
Well, Steve, I can tell you, the lady I was talking to, Indonesian lady, she told me she was on the Regeneron for 6 hours. She went to the hospital. They put her on an IV bag. She took the IV for 6 hours, and now she has, this was like almost a year ago, and she she tells me? She said, I feel like I'm in my 30s, and she's 60 years old. She feels like she's in her 30s. She said, I never felt so good all my life. And I said, I asked her, so you took the Regeneron only? She said, yes. I put an IV at the hospital for 6 hours, and I feel like after I took it, I feel great. So I don't know what the government's doing here, but I think, like you say, they want to cut the population down as much as they can. They want to definitely, they're singling out white males, I believe so. And, look, Steve, I want to ask your opinion. I want you off air. I would like to hear what you got to say about these Chinese having police stations in our country. If that's true, these stories that are breaking on Fox and Newsmax and all these other, I believe I saw it on CNN for a little bit where they're talking about the Chinese are actually having police stations inside the United States borders. And I would also like you to give me your thought on what's going on with the Chinese and all these colleges getting all these great college educations where white kids can't even get them. And we have affirmative action still in our face.
Yeah, well,
the Chinese are coming over from China and they're getting great educations.
It's been cited that affirmative action is discrimination. It is actually reverse discrimination against white. And so they've actually gone. I don't even think I even hear people talking about affirmative action anymore. It's now called diversity. We have diversity here. The new repackaged affirmative action is now called diversity. And you and I, old pale face here, we're a minority in our own country, and we've now been shoved down to the bottom of the list here because, well, we're white privilege, you know, and you're white privilege, you have to wait your turn, and we're going to take everybody else over you, and that's the new policy here. That's what globalization's all about. It's pushing down the white man, and anybody with color in their skin gets to climb the ladder. Tom, I thank you for your call. I got to push on here, but I'll do some more information research on Regeneron and get back with you. Stay tuned. Second hour coming up.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.